USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An investigation's begun in New York City after three suspicious devices were found inside a Manhattan subway station and a street corner nearby during the height of the morning rush hour. Police say what appeared to be rice cookers were placed by garbage cans in the Fulton Street subway station by a man police now want to talk to. They say the suspicion is they were purposely placed to look like possible bombs. Israeli officials have reversed course and now say they would allow Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib of Michigan to enter Israel as she had wanted to on Sunday. The Democrat had wanted to visit with her grandmother and other residents of the West Bank. However, Tlaib is now said to be canceling her trip, even if Israeli officials were willing to let her visit. And this is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stealth? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
President Trump at a campaign rally in Manchester, New Hampshire last evening, defending his latest immigration rule, known as the public charge rule.
Republicans believe public benefits should be protected for truly needy Americans.
The new rule would limit access to legal immigration procedures if an applicant is found to be on public benefits like food stamps and housing vouchers. 13 state attorney generals have filed suit against the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, saying that the rule is unlawful and un-American. A Fox News poll has President Trump losing to four Democratic presidential hopefuls in head-to-head matchups. It finds he'd lose to former VP Joe Biden right now by 50-38%. NASCAR's Dale Earnhardt Jr. and his family are safe after a fiery plane crash in East Tennessee late yesterday. The aircraft burst into flames after rolling off the end of the runway. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Trump administration has to provide basic hygiene items like soap and toothpaste to kids in migrant detention facilities in the state of Texas. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals upholding a lower court ruling yesterday from 2017 that the government is required to provide those hygiene items, adequate sleeping conditions, food and water to children held at detention centers in the Rio Grande Valley. New York, New Jersey's problem with lead in its drinking water is continuing. New testing shows the 40,000 water filters handed out last fall to protect against lead contamination may not be doing the job. They're the same as the ones that were used in Flint, Michigan during that water crisis. Newark's been handing out bottled water, including thousands of cases that were past the best buy date before swapping them out for fresher cases of water. And the Federal Communications Commission is fining the Jimmy Kimmel Live show on ABC $395,000 for using fake alert tones during a sketch on the program. Kimmel broadcast them as part of the skit that made fun of the presidential alert tests. Well, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.